In Wisconsin, times are tough for the employees who own a paper company. Sales for their main product were declining even before they acquired Appleton Papers. Still, some of them invested nearly all of their retirement savings in the venture. As they struggle to keep the business profitable, some of the new owners are facing temporary layoffs. Dan Spray reports from member station WUWM in Milwaukee.
When you use a credit card at stores like Best Buy or Home Depot, you either sign a single sheet of paper placed on top of an electronic pad or just the pad itself. That type of technology is taking away business from Appleton Papers, the world's largest producer of carbonless paper. Inside a processing plant at the company's Appleton, Wisconsin headquarters, engineer Dan Scholes, dressed in coveralls, is watching enormous rolls of paper processed through a coating substance before moving through industrial dryers. The declining market for carbonless paper turned into something of an opportunity for Scholes and the rest of Appleton's 2,500 workers. API's parent company decided to sell the business, and through a relatively new kind of employee ownership plan, Scholes was able to contribute a portion of his 401k to, in essence, buy the company.
I wanted to put it in for the company because I want the company to go, and to me it was a really exciting thing, but if that's all I had, I think I might have been a little bit more hesitant to put my whole nest egg in there or close to it.
Scholes also has other investments, but some of his co-workers will rely totally on their 401ks for retirement, and most had no problem investing nearly all of it. The average Appleton employee contributed about $40,000 to the buyout, roughly 75% of his or her retirement money. That doesn't surprise Louis Payon, an investment broker who helped to arrange the employee buyout.
It's not every day that an employee group, rank and file employees right alongside management, get an opportunity to acquire their company.
Claire Zempel is chief economist and investment strategist at Milwaukee-based Robert W. Baird & Company. He says the large percentage of retirement money that some employees kicked in makes him cringe, because for every story of someone who struck it rich investing in his own company,
there is at least one story, like a person who invests in Enron, which recently saw the value of its stock go from $97 to zero or near zero. And so it's a treacherous thing.
Claire Zempel says it's especially dangerous to invest so much in a company whose main product line is losing business to competitors. But Appleton executive Paul Karch says it will be a long time before Appleton Papers stops making money. He says the company is constantly researching new ideas in an effort to stay competitive and produce a product that new technology won't render obsolete.
We're just starting at that, and we're not kidding ourselves. We understand that's a very tough thing to do, but we think with the talented people we have and the enthusiasm that we'll be able to do it.
Karch's sentiment is shared by Appleton employees like Ann Pierre, who troubleshoots calls from dissatisfied customers. Pierre is a fourth-generation Appleton employee who says now that she has a stake in the company, she's more enthusiastic coming to work.
Many, many people are here for quite a long term and multi-generational, and it means a lot to them, the thought of retiring from here. So having that control over our destiny and the decision-making and the fact that we can make some money for our own pockets was a big draw.
Pierre admits that it was a big risk for employees to invest as much as they did in Appleton Papers. But she says that has to be measured against the possibility of having no control over the fate of a company that's been a fixture in this northern Wisconsin town for nearly a century. For NPR News, I'm Dan Spray in Milwaukee.